Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The Apostle Paul asked the great question, what does the Scripture say? Romans 4, verse 3. Welcome to our study of knowing the truth and knowing that we understand the will of God. What's the importance of going to the truth and really going back to the Bible? Friend, if we're going to know that we're right with God, if we're going to know the truth and be pleasing to Him, then there's only one way that we can do that, and that's by going to God's Word, the Bible. And so we ask today, why should we go to the truth? Why should we go to the Bible? Well, first and foremost, we need to go to the Bible because it is God's inspired Word for man today. It's the only revelation we have of God's will, His express will for men to live by. The Scripture says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16, all Scripture, not some, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. How can I be complete? How can I really be what God wants me to be? By this book, by God's Word, and by going back to the Bible. 2 Peter 1, verses 19 through 21 tells us that this book is not the opinions or ideas of men. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved or guided along by the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised in John 16, verse 13, that when the Spirit of truth had come, He would guide His disciples, His apostles, into all truth. And we know toward the close of the first century, they had all truth. For Jude said in Jude verse 3 that we must contend earnestly for the faith, listen, which was once for all delivered to the saints. We need to go back to this book, the Bible, because it is the inspired Word of Almighty God. But as we think about going back to the Bible, we need to go back to the Word of God because it is our source for truth. We live in a world where a lot of people don't know what is truth, what's not truth, how can I know what's right or what's not right. Well, friend, the Bible is our source of truth, and oh, how important it is that we buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23 and verse 23. But as we think about truth, we ask, as Pilate did in John 18, what is truth? And friend, the good news is the answer is right here in the Word of God. What is truth? Do you remember in the prayer of Jesus in John 17, verse 17? Jesus prayed to the Father, sanctify them by Your truth. Your Word is truth. It's good to know today that when we go back to the Bible, we're going to God's source of truth. I can know truth on how to live. I can know truth on how to be saved. I can know truth on every moral problem and idea if I'll go to this book. And above and beyond that, I can know the truth and know I'm right with God. Jesus said in John 8, verse 31 and 32, if you continue in My Word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and notice, and the truth will make you free. Free from what? Free from sin, free from the stranglehold that Satan had man in because of our own sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 says, but, thank goodness for Romans 6:23, while it is true, the wages of sin is death, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we need to go back to the Bible to go to that which is our source of truth today. But you know, as we think about truth and knowing the truth, when we go back to the Bible, we can know it's the only way. The Word of God is the only way that man and God and other men can have real unity. Psalm 133 and verse 1, the psalmist said, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God wants His people to be one, to be unified, to all speak the same thing and to be of the same mind. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 13. Well, how is it that a world that is full of different ideas and even different religious ideas can be one? Well, that world has to agree that there's one guide and there's one plan for real unity. Now, friend, I know Jesus wants unity. He prayed for it in John 17, verse 20 and 21. He prayed to the Father, "I pray that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they all may be one in us, that the world may believe that you've sent me." In Jesus' prayer to the Father, while he prayed for many things, he emphasized the need for his church and his people to be one. Well, how do we find that oneness? Ephesians 4, verse 3 says, Christians are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then he goes on, Ephesians 4, verses 3 through 7, and lists those ones that we're to follow. I've got to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, spiritual unity. How? In the bond of peace. This is where that message of peace is at. This is the glue. This Word of God tells us how to live and how to be saved in such a way that we can know what's right and wrong. And so with so many ideas on salvation, on worship, on how to live, if I want to have real unity, then friend, I've got to go to the Word of God to find that unity so that I can know what's right and so I can know how to please the Father. You know, as I think about unity and as I think about the need to go back to the Bible, it's also very important that we stress going back to the Bible is the only way you can know you're right with God. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 and Proverbs 16:25 says there's a way that seems right to a man. The end thereof, it's the way of death. How can you know for sure that you're right with God? You know, the Bible says we can know for sure. 1 John 5 verses 13 through 16, John said, "These things I write to you who believe in the Son of God, in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Remember Jesus said, you can know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If I can know the truth, and the truth makes me free, then I can know that I'm free. That's a clear teaching from our Lord and Savior. And so, by going back to the Bible, by knowing the truth, I can know what's right and what's wrong. I can know right avenues of salvation and wrong ones. You know, so many in our religious world today have this idea that everybody's going to be saved and there are all these different paths and you just choose the path of your choice and go down it and you'll just be all right with God. Just as long as you love God, that's all that matters. Friend, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 21, it's not everybody that looks up in heaven and says, "Lord, Lord," that's going there, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Jesus said it's not that wide and that popular way that leads to heaven. In fact, Jesus said it's that way that leads to eternal destruction. Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to eternal destruction, and many there are who go down it. Then Jesus said, but narrow is the path and difficult is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there are who find it. And so I've got to know the truth to know, not to think, not to wonder, but to know that I'm right with God. How could you know today, know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you're right with God? Can't be based on feeling. Feeling's not a safe guide. This is the only way you can know that you're right with God. Well, how can you know that you're living like you ought to live? Well, there's only one way to know how to live right. We're to walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We're to walk in the light. 1 John chapter 1. In verse 7, we're to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. And the only way I can accomplish that is by going back to the Bible and doing what God says so that I can be right, so that I can be pleasing to the Father, and so that I can glorify Him in my life. You know, how can you know that your life is being lived like God wants you to? Well, friend, you've got to follow the Bible. If my life is to be a living sacrifice, Romans 12, verse 2. If I am to glorify God in everything I say or do, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. And if my whole duty is to fear God and obey Him, then friend, I've got to do it based on the teaching of the Word of God. But as we think about going back to the Bible, let's realize this as well. Going back to the Bible removes matters. It takes matters out of the realm of opinion and personal bias, and it takes emphasis off of man and places it on God. You heard someone say, well, that's just your opinion. Well, friend, if you go to the Bible and you say what the Bible says, it's no longer man's opinion. We all know people who have biases and prejudices, but when it comes to matters of right and wrong, matters of salvation, going back to the Bible removes things out of the realm of personal opinion and bias. Friend, it doesn't matter what I think. Listen carefully. It doesn't matter what I think, and it doesn't matter what you think, and it doesn't matter what I feel or what you feel. What matters is, what saith the Scriptures? Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah 37 and verse 17. And so, our opinions are not the authority. The sole authority today and forevermore till the day of judgment is the Word of God. Jesus said in John 12:48, He who rejects me and does not receive my word has that which judges him. The word that I've spoken will judge him in the last day. Remember our Lord said in Matthew 28 verse 18, all authority. How much? All authority, Jesus said, has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And then He said, you go make disciples of all nations. If I'm going to be judged by the Word of God, if Jesus has all authority, then oh, how I need to go back to the Bible to make sure that I'm living the way I ought to, and it's not based on my opinion or my personal bias. Remember, we're not to add to or take away from this book. We're to only do what it says. Friend, we ask you today, are you sure? Are you sure that you've gone back to the Bible for the most important question of all? What must I do to be saved? Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. Are you sure that you're a New Testament Christian? Well, you might be thinking to yourself, well, I think I am, but what does the Bible say I really need to do to be saved? Well, here's what God says. You first of all have to hear the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Once I recognize I need to go back to this book and do what it says, then I've got to believe in Jesus. Jesus said in John 8:24, unless you believe that I'm He, you will surely die in your sins. Having believed in Jesus, I must be willing to change my way of thinking and change my way of acting, known as repentance. Jesus said in Luke 13, verse 3, unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Then I've got to make that good confession just as the Ethiopian eunuch did. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Acts 8, verse 37 and Romans 10 and verse 10. And having made that good confession, I must be willing to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins. When Peter preached that first gospel sermon, and they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? We realize we've killed our own Messiah. What can we do to overcome this sin? Peter responded, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Jesus made it so plain. He said, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark 16 and verse 16. Are you following the Word of God in your life today? Has your salvation been based off of this book? Then if not, friend, it's high time that we go back to the Bible and give a thus saith the Lord for everything we say and do, for going back to the Bible is the only way we can really go forward.